Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink. Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
That's right. Summertime.
Take 20.
We are apparently out of practice because we cannot get our shit together today.
Dude,
I'm hopeful.
Seriously.
This is the time. This is the time all of the recording devices are working.
Listen, I am on getting a new computer as soon as we are done with this, you guys. This is the third attempt of computers this morning. So it is time to upgrade. And
we're going to do that.
I think it's that everything in Texas has like burnt over because it's so damn hot.
I know.
Yeah. But I just got back in town, so I haven't been enduring all the heat.
Right.
I've been out of the heat.
Well, it is sunshine and summertime out here in the California.
I heard. Finally. Mm-hmm. Well, Japan was lovely.
Oh.
Nobody's heard about that yet, except for the Patreon listeners. So if you want to hear it first, go to patreon.com/housewivestruecrime and you can get all the juicy details, you guys, like not just the fluff.
Yeah, like. It's really intense about Tab eating at the Pokemon Cafe and my summer sunburn, which continues to be super fun because now it's peeling and sloughing off onto people that get too close to me.
Let me see.
It's It's really gross.
Oh, dude. Yes, yeah. It is really bad. And if you are on YouTube, you can see it.
You just saw it too. You want to see a little more?
Ooh,
is it right?
Oh, we're going to OnlyFans now.
Yeah, we are. Well, you know, there is no shame in my game. Although I did experience a little bit of shame last night.
You told me we couldn't record last night because she was going to movies in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds really fun.
And I had people over like for pizza ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, cocktail or two probably. And then I had one. So, you know, it wasn't like, you know, hitting the sauce all day. And right. We decided to, you know, we walked home after the movie and something happened.
And that something?
I peed in my pants. Not like just
a
like
a little bit,
like, you know, it happens to all of us ladies. I know this for sure.
that we
have to rush to the bathroom. I'm always like, I can't talk to you till I pee, you know, like whatever. And yeah, I've had some very close calls in my own home, but I've never actually like had a toddler moment where you stand there cross-legged and the pee just comes out.
Oh no. And were you wearing jeans? Was there not like a bush you could run behind, that kind of thing?
I had no control of it.
Oh,
it just, I don't know if this is what I have to look forward to for the second half of my life. Maybe I'm going to start wearing Depends.
Depends?
I don't know.
Oh.
I found out that I took some supplements that included a diuretic. I'm using that as an excuse. You know,
I think that actually happens because my girlfriend gave me some supplements also that did include a diuretic too. It was like basically like a water pill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was peeing all day. Like if I did not have a bathroom close, mm-hmm. that could have happened. So yes, I think that is probably part of the problem.
So maybe that's part of
that. That is real embarrassing. Did anybody see you?
Yeah, two moms saw me, two moms who I enjoy. I ran in my house, changed my clothes, came back out, and had a moment with one mom who was
like nothing happened.
No, she was like, girl, no. That has happened to me before. Don't feel bad. She was real sweet about it. The
You're
other
like, no,
mom I did have not seen. And she is a real rule follower. She is really fascinated with the fact that I don't always pay for parking. She's like, oh my, she thinks I'm a rebel, Tab, which is so funny because Tab would tell you, I mean, I'm a rule follower.
More than me, for sure.
Much more than you, you know?
Yes.
But she would not think so. She thinks I'm real rebellious. And so she, I texted her, like, I don't always pee my pants, but I took a diuretic.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the one mom who told me, like, girl, it's okay. She wrote back, sure. And it, like, we're laughing about it. The other one, no response. I think I'm getting a massive shame. And I might even have to like send her a muffin basket or something to apologize for.
I'm sorry. I peed my own pants. I'm really sorry.
She's like, I can't go anywhere with you.
Yeah, that's probably what she thinks, actually.
Oh my God. Okay. So live, she just wrote back. You're not gonna believe what she just wrote.
What'd she say? Come on.
She said, what? When did that happen? They had porta potties, Gretchen.
Oh my God.
Wait, so she didn't even only the one mom knew.
Oh,
you know what? Girlfriend is blind. She's like blindity blind.
Dude, she didn't even know.
Of course that happens to me. I just outed myself.
Oh my God. Be like, just kidding.
That's what I'm going to tell her. Okay.
I didn't really just pee my pants, but I am taking a diuretic. So maybe it was just so little. Oh, you're like, you were just thinking I put on sweats to mm-hmm. be comfortable when I ran.
Oh no, she knew.
Like a flu.
Uh-huh.
Oh man.
What can I say?
That happened to you.
Thank you.
Well, see, she is still a friend. She's, you know.
She is shaking her head.
Now she is. Well, nothing embarrassing has happened to me, thankfully. But I did go, oh, I was, Susie and Xtina did say they would have come and visited me because I was in, like the Rosemary Beach area and they were a couple hours away. So I'm sorry that I didn't reach out to them because I would have loved to see those two ladies.
Sounds like she, listen, from what I've heard about the vacation, I think she would have really enjoyed spending time with you.
I would have loved for that because, okay, so they recommended a bar.
Because they're fun.
I would have loved to go to this bar. Listen, I was so into it, but the crew that we were with, they were not the bar loving type. So I just, I even told my husband, I was like, come on, let's go to this bar tonight, you know?
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
I just looked up
so
where you
we
were.
We are going back. We are going back, dude.
It's really close to Bradenton, Florida, where I've been.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Which is like cute little like beach town. Cute. So I'm a little familiar.
Listen, I know you would love this area. So we will definitely do it again. Okay. And go to the Red Bar. That's
okay.
Where I'm going.
Yeah, we're all going. Right.
Okay. So, should we talk shop?
Yeah, let's do it. Crime.
What we actually do? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have to apologize because this is a listener suggestion. And please, please, please reach out to me if this was your case because I will give you a shout out, but I could not find the email or message that you sent me through all of this messages. So I'm so sorry. And I was out of town. And so I just couldn't do it. And I'm sorry.
I can vouch that she's generally unorganized. So
I'm really unorganized. It is like amazing that I actually can like do this podcast.
Yeah, it's true.
Most of the time I am very unorganized. Okay, but I also do want to give a shout out to another person because the owner of my gym knows her and they somehow got to talking. Anyways, so her name is Kelly Moore and I will give a shout out to Kelly and her mom listens too. Her mom's name is Diane. So Kelly and Diane, clink, clink to you ladies.
Clinkers.
Now, let's get into a case that comes closer to your area. Gretchy, we're going to San Diego area.
Ooh, I love San Diego.
We both love San Diego. Who doesn't, right?
Oh my gosh. I really want to go to the Vanilla Ice concert at SeaWorld this Sunday. I'm not kidding. Because my daughter loves that song, Ice Ice Baby, you know?
Have they gone from like Shamu to Vanilla Ice? Is that?
But my husband won't. He won't participate. So we're gonna hang out with friends instead. But I mean, listen. If it was on a Tuesday and not a Sunday,
seriously,
and I didn't have to answer to him, I would. I'd be going.
Okay.
Ice, baby. All right. It's a good jam.
Yeah, it is a good jam. Mm-hmm. I think he would be fun to see. Okay. It is in the San Diego area, like I said, but it also goes south of the border, which is down all the way into Mexico, into Tijuana. And if you are not familiar with Tijuana, let me tell you, Gretchy and I have been there before 20 plus years ago. It has gotten progressively more dangerous as the years have gone on.
I think it was pretty dangerous when we were there. We just did not have all the social media. Or watch the news. We weren't like news watchers.
It's true, but I think it has gotten more dangerous. It's a large city, by the way, Gretchy. Did you know that 2 million people live in Tijuana?
No, I did not.
Yeah. And it is also considered the most dangerous city in Mexico. Did you also know that?
I hear that word on the street is you could get some plastic surgery and dental work and be home by 6.
I did hear that also and pay like a third of the price. Yes. Mm-hmm. You also might get murdered.
That's the catch.
Yes, that's a question. In 2022, they reported 6 homicides a day.
Holy shit, that sucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, okay. I don't know. I prefer to pay a little extra for
maybe
my dental work.
Maybe try and find a Groupon for your shit in the United States.
Yes. San Diego also is a big city, and their population is 1.3 million. So you could see that it's just, and guys, it's like miles apart. And by the way, San Diego is considered one of the safest big cities in America. So go figure.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. Back in the 90s, when we actually first started going there, late 90s, mm-hmm. there was a woman. Her name was Kim Bailey. She had a large ranch right outside of San Diego in a town called Fallbrook. I'm not familiar with it.
I am.
Maybe you are.
I am.
Mm-hmm. You are?
I am. I had a former neighbor whose girlfriend had a house there, and she told me all about Fallbrook.
Okay, well, that is where Kim owned a very large 30-acre avocado orchard, mm-hmm. Which is very common in the coastal regions. In Ventura, where we grew up, there was lots of avocado orchards. And in those avocado orchards, you could grow other things. In Ventura, people grew lemons. In Fallbrook, Kim grew...
weed.
Maybe. Medicinal plants is what she liked to call them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kim was a bit of a hippie type, or now what you would call like an alternative medicine type of person. Mm-hmm. She was a seeker of the natural medicine to combat disease instead of the Western ways, which, dude, listen, I am all about it.
Yeah.
Kim traveled the world looking for exotic plants to treat diseases. She would bring them back to the US of A and harvest them on her land to make natural medicine. I have a sneaking suspicion that you were right, that she was harvesting the ganja or the medical marijuana.
It was not legal to do then. Yeah.
No. And it, I don't even know if it was really called medical marijuana yet.
I don't know.
At that point. Now, I know you're thinking, how does one buy 30-acre farm land off the coast of California, because that must like cost a fortune. Well, Kim actually did have a fortune.
Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm. So Kim developed a device that she would call the black box through her company named AstroPulse. And this black box was like a medical device or tool that emitted electrical currents when you hold the handles, which, dude, I think my kids have like a game like that. It's like a lie detector game. It's like a funny thing, right? But hers would emit these electrical currents through your body, and she said it cured disease and even cancer, which she was
That's where the hippy dippy medicine is like really is like triggering to me, because it's like they will tell you that at your most vulnerable point, when you are trying to seek out some cure for your loved one, that they should just quit medicine and eat shark cartilage or whatever fucking bullshit they're selling. And that is going to do it. And it's just the fact that it plays on people at that point, because I'm not buying that this shock therapy is like curing cancer. Be lovely if it did, but I think they would use it at hospitals if that was the case.
Well, I would have to agree with you. And I would also have to agree with you that at a moment of weakness, you will do anything.
Right.
Right. And so her mail order cancer curing black box was a hit.
Oh, okay.
And that's how she made her fortune. Mm. Did it work? We'll get into that later. But it made her a shit ton of money.
Right.
And yeah, dude, I would buy it.
Of course. You would buy it because you would try anything to help someone. I would
also buy her fucking snake oil.
Yeah.
Her ganja.
Sure.
And all of it.
Yeah.
Okay? And she was successful in doing that. And she was independent. And she was managing her small fortune while selling those black boxes, growing her plants, has her farm. But as the years went by and the money grew, her paranoia grew also, which is kind of funny because... people do get like, they get paranoid on the marijuana sometimes, right?
A lot of people do.
Yeah, they do.
They're really annoying because it doesn't make me paranoid. It just makes me hungry.
Yeah, dude, me too. Somebody recently, funny. What they were asking me why I don't ever, like, I don't have any desire to, like, pop a gummy or, you know, do a pin or whatever. And I was like, all it does is make me hungry and then tired. And mm-hmm. I don't want to be either of those things.
No.
I want to stay awake and not eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So give me one of those pills and or not pills, but, you know, whatever, gummy, whatever you fucking.
They have a name for it. It's called crack.
Crack.
Oh, yeah, you will stay awake and not eat, I guarantee.
Oh, shoot. Do not sign me up for that either. Uh-huh. I'm just going to be me. I'm on
okay.
Okay. So, yeah, not doing the crack. Anyways, Kim was getting really paranoid and she got to a point where she was convinced that people were stealing her money from her. So she hired a private investigator. Private investigator Rick Post out of San Diego. Now, Rick was no average PI. He was like Magnum PI. He Ooh. Was good looking.
Hairy chest.
He had a gift to gab. I bet you he did. You know, he did have some cool hair. He was like a very like 80s, 90s kind of mm-hmm. good looking guy. Okay.
Okay. I'm feeling it.
He had this very successful business finding anyone from cheater, cheater, pumpkin eaters to murderers. And back in 1998, Rick was killing it. He was a 53-year-old veteran, divorcee of three older kids, the youngest being 16, who still did live with him. He was good at his job. So good that he even had some employees. He had recently hired this guy named John Krueger, who all I can think about when I hear that name is John Krueger Mellencamp, right?
Totally.
This guy's name was just John Krueger. John was trying to get his own PI license. So he was kind of under Rick working for him. John was an asset to the business, especially because once Rick got to Astropulse, he started getting really into the business with Kim, and his time was getting eaten up. You see, Rick and Kim started working together on more things than just her PI business. She wanted him as her Magnum PI, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
And they started, you know what I mean? They started spending a lot of time in the bedroom together. Mm-hmm. Rick and Kim grew very close, and Rick started having a hand in Kim's business affairs. Rick started helping her run Astropulse as a business and let John handle a lot of his PI side of things. But in late August 1998, Rick just up and vanished. His son, who still lived at home with his dad, always heard from him, even if he had to leave town or was on a so-called mission. But Rick didn't mention anything, not being out of town. All of his stuff was there. No bags were gone. And so for him to be gone more than one day just seemed very odd. Also, his car was at the house, but Rick's son found his car keys in the mailbox, which at that point, he's like, something is really off. So he calls his siblings and they immediately go to the police to report their dad missing. But Rick's a PI. So the police are like, okay, but that's like your dad's business. So it's probably fine.
Yeah.
They kind of shake it off and they say, I'm sure he'll be back soon. Well, that also did not sit well with his kids. So they go and talk to John, Rick's employee. And John's like, oh, yeah, actually, your dad left a voicemail on my computer and or on my phone and one at the office. Let me play it for you. So he plays this message to them. And basically, it's Rick saying, hey, I had to go to Mexico City on business. I'll be back in a couple days. Well, the voicemail also did not sit well with these kids. Something just didn't. It seemed off, right?
Right.
He He didn't say anything like call my son, tell my kids, mention anything about what to do. Just I'm in Mexico City and I'll be back in a couple days. So they're not buying this whole Mexico City story, even if it was their dad's voice. You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because the members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
So they keep pressing on and they finally get a hold of Kim Bailey. Kim, she goes, oh yeah, actually, I was with your dad down in Tijuana and we were, you know, we had to go to the bank down there. And when we were leaving, two men came up to the car, but I was reading my book, so I didn't really hear them.
Oh, how convenient.
Right? But Rick said, take me down to the airport in Tijuana. I've got some business to deal with in Mexico City. So she's like, I dropped him there, drove his car back and popped the keys into the mailbox. Now, listen, this didn't sit right with anybody, the police included. And
really? Because I actually thought that was a pretty good story. That's you like did? That. Yeah, I mean, I think like she's probably a good. She's thinky. I mean, because you've got to explain why his car is there.
Right, you do. Right? Mm-hmm. But why hasn't he called his kids? And now it's more than a couple days.
Certainly, we wouldn't be talking about it if there was not some crime involved. I just think, you know, it's clever. You know?
Well, she's a smart lady. Right?
Right.
Ish?
Ish.
Ish. Ish. Okay. Well, it actually did not sit right with the police. It didn't sit right with his kids. And they did have their eye on Kim at this point. They were like, something's not right here. They did not have any hard evidence, though, because, you know, no body, nothing really to go on. He may have had a cell phone at that point, but there's no tracking or anything like that. And so in the background, the FBI are working, but it doesn't really seem like anything's happening, especially to his son, right? There's nothing going on. Like, they're just kind of waiting. Maybe his dad will come back one day. And then at some point in 1999, they get a tip that Kim Bailey has something to do with Rick's post disappearance. Somebody called up the investigators and kind of just said, we know Kim's involved. So they start surveillancing Kim even more. And they notice that in the summer of 1999, Kim has become really close with a woman named Svelta, who was an actual Russian spy that spent many years in prison for espionage, like 8 years in prison.
Oh my God. I love the word espionage for one. And Svelta, that's a straight spy name.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Listen, I like the name. I like the word espionage too.
Makes you feel smart. Badass.
So I could do a whole nother podcast on Svelta and her situation, but I will just tell you she was a Russian spy. She was out of prison at this point. She had married somebody in prison who was a known drug trafficker, which I would say was probably not the best decision, but you know.
What else are you going to tell me? I picture her wearing black all the time, wearing red lipstick and drinking vodka.
100%. I would say that was probably right. Now, what was she doing with Kim? I don't really know.
Yeah, those two don't bonding. Seem. Yeah, that doesn't. I don't get it.
Although, now this is pure speculation. I did not read this anywhere. But if I just, you know, connect the dots a little bit, she married the drug trafficker that she met in prison. And now she's friends with Kim, who I just suspect is maybe harvesting some ganja in her backyard.
Okay, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, okay, money and drugs have a way of bringing pieces of people together.
Yes, and I could be so off that, but I don't think I am. Okay. The FBI knows something looks fishy, so they pull Svelta in, and she unloads like a dump truck, which I think it's probably one, a good idea. And two, I imagine they threatened to throw her ass back in prison if she didn't come clean to what she knows about Kim. And turns out girlfriend knew a lot about Kim.
Ooh.
She knew that Kim had murdered or had Rick murdered. They also said to Svelta, how do we know we can believe you? Because you know, already spent time in prison. And she said, well, let me prove it to you. Wire me up and I will get Kim to talk again. And she did. You see, Kim really, really, really liked Rick romantically more than Rick liked Kim. Mm. Rick wanted to keep it business and Kim didn't. So when Rick tried to break off the relationship part, but keep helping Kim with her business, Kim didn't really like that. She then got word that Rick was stealing money from her, and this is when she decided to have Rick kidnapped, tortured, until he came clean, told her where the money was, and tell her also about the girls he was sleeping with behind her back.
Yeah, because that is the kind of person who sells that snake oil to, like, cure cancer shit.
Oh my God.
They're real fucking heartless.
It sounds like it, dude.
Right? Yeah.
It sounds like it. So she got Rick that fateful day and told him they were going to make a run to Tijuana real quick to make a bank transaction, which is also like, why is she doing banking in Mexico? Also shady.
Sus, but okay. Yeah.
So she, he drives her down there to only be met in a parking lot by two guys that were hired to kidnap Rick and take him to a house and be tortured. She drove the car back to Rick's house from Tijuana, where she would put the keys in the mailbox. Rick never confessed to stealing the cash. She actually made her way back down to Tijuana to ask him herself. And he confessed to sleeping with the other women. But even when she used pliers on his fingers to get him to confess, he never did confess about the money. He was tortured for 5 days. And then after 5 days, she was asked what to do with him. And she said, why don't you just leave him in the basement for the rest of his life? And they were like, yeah, we're not going to do that. And so she said, do what you got to do, which we know what that means.
Damn. Right?
She's heartless.
Yeah, that's awful.
And Rick Post has never been seen again.
Dude, and she's a stoner. She probably just forgot where she put the money. Makes you forgetful.
Totally. Totally. But the buck doesn't stop there. Turns out that Kim trusted her Russian spy with all of that information and more. She wanted Svelta to find someone to off even more people for her. She didn't like that John knew too much information, John Krueger, and she thought he could possibly turn her in. She also didn't like her gardener for some reason, wanted him off. And she wanted one other person murdered that knew about the murder.
She wasn't thinking that this was really going to, like, when everybody starts dying around you, it wasn't going to raise suspicions. Let me tell you about a lady named Lori Ballow. People started dying around her. Get suspicious.
Doesn't matter how cute you are or how many cures for cancer you have. She did think about that. She told Svelta that it needed to look like it was natural. Svelta was like, you know what? I have the perfect person for you. I have somebody that could do it. Well, Svelta's working with the FBI at this point. And so that perfect someone would be an FBI undercover agent, which is like my favorite thing almost in life. Oh my God.
It really is. It's so really hot. Hotter than
that person.
Hotter than Magnum PI.
Totally.
And a legit, I mean, that's ultimate. Yeah.
Listen, the ultimate is like the undercover guy that looks like he's not undercover. Like, you know, he's got like the tattoos and he's big and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck this shit up. And then it's like, you're really a cop. Like, that's amazing. Or FBI, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so secret FBI agent gets in the room with Kim and she says, listen, it needs to look like an accident or a natural death because, listen, I'm already under investigation for this Rick shit. And I'm the first person that they're going to look at if anybody dies around me, which is what you said. So she gives the guy $10,000 deposit on these hits, and that is, you know, that's all it takes, dude. Once they pay up, lock her ass up. So they arrest her and they charge her. They also arrest John Krueger because she had confessed that he was part of the initial plan, and along with another guy from Mexico named Humberto Uribe. he was a little harder to track down because he was in Mexico. And so you got to extradite them back to the United States after you find them. It's not that easy. I think it might have been easier back then because maybe there weren't six murders a day back in Tijuana. But it did take a few years to find Humberto. When they arrested John, which didn't take too long, he made a really good decision to plead guilty right away and talk for a lesser sentence.
Smart.
And Kim was really the one that they were after because they thought that Kim went to John to hire somebody and then John found Humberto. Well, after I tell you what happened, you might think that John's sentence was a little light because what happened was John actually went to Kim and lied to her about Rick stealing money. Rick never did steal money. So, right, she wasn't keeping track of her finances very well, or she would have known that she wasn't actually missing any money.
Oh, the tangled web we weave. Shit, that is dark.
It's dark. Yeah. So John actually wanted Rick's business. So he made up this story about Rick stealing money and told Kim. He then helped her find Humberto Uribe and plan the torture and kill so he could take over Rick's business.
I did not see that coming.
I know. I didn't see it coming either. John would testify against Kim in court for a sentence of just 25 years in prison, which seems like a long time. But when I tell you that John's already out of prison, it doesn't seem like that long, does it?
No, it doesn't. And yeah. That torturing, I feel like that when you torture someone to death.
Oh, awful.
I feel like you don't get out ever.
Right. Yes. But I don't think they really knew that part yet, right? They thought it was all Kim.
Yeah.
They didn't know
that.
It was all John. And so then when John's like, I'll take a plea deal, let's go. I feel like John should have got just as much or more than Kim. Because at least Kim felt wronged. John was taking over, like trying to just like take the guy's life, you know?
Well, there is something too. I mean, we do jump on the, you know, there's some woman, scorned mastermind.
Right. Totally.
Right? Like we love to take one of those down.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Kim did not get convicted of murder, essentially, because they never found the body. But the judge did throw the book at her. Her charges were conspiracy to murder, kidnap and maim of a person in a foreign country, and interstate commerce for murder for hire. She got life plus 10 years. Kim also got cancer.
Oh.
In prison. And guess what Kim wanted to use to cure her cancer?
Chemotherapy?
No, she wanted to use her black box.
She did? Oh, okay.
She did. She believed in it. She, okay. Which I appreciate her belief in what she was selling and made her fortune for. But you wanted to know if it worked. It did not work.
Yeah, it didn't. And wouldn't if, I mean, I'm sure she'd been using it before then. Like, don't you think if you had the cure in a little black box, it would be like preventative shit?
Yeah, maybe.
It probably gave her cancer. She was like shocking her. Yeah. Shit. Toxic in her system.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. So she has since passed. And then Humberto Uribe was also sentenced to 25 years and he was released from prison, I believe, just this past December, 2022. He tried to get out during COVID.
Well, didn't everyone?
Well, lots of people did get out, but mm-hmm. He tried to get out during COVID because he said he was, he had a medical condition. By the way, in 2020, he was only 46 years old. So I'm like, okay, you're not that old. And he said he had hypothyroidism or something bullshit.
I think I do too.
I don't think the vid is going to kill you for that.
I think it's just going to make you chunky.
Yes. Right. You might just need to watch your diet a little bit, which is hard in prison, but now he is out. So hopefully him and John have been reformed from the life of murder.
Okay.
And Kim has since not, you know, she's not
gone
anymore.
Exited, she's left gone. The building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she's apologizing to Rick up in the sky. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
But crazy case, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very
bizarre. I feel like she's probably, Rick's probably in the sky and she's somewhere a little warmer.
Yeah.
But not to be like so dark, but you know, I've been, you know, like everyone, you know, we've been talking about this whole Titanic situation we have going on.
Yeah.
And so I was asking my husband about it because, you know, he's smart about underwater
diving
shit.
Stuff. Yes, yeah. Yes.
And anywho, he what was like, say? I just was like, that is just such a terrible way to die. Right?
Well, not if it all imploded. The pressure. Boom.
But all that, if it was just lost power or whatever, and they're down there.
That would be worse.
It would have been so, he's like, it would have been so cold. Like, that is like what they're not talking about. Like
hypothermia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's so bad.
But that's not the dude. I think it just, boom, gone. Donezo.
I just hope, I hope for their sake that it happened quickly
like that
before they, I hope they were not tortured.
I do too. At first it was kind of like they were tortured. I mean, if I was, I would never get my ass in that little tiny box anyways, like no fucking way in a million
years.
I'm
so claustrophobic.
Me too.
No way.
That is like, that is worse than an elevator. And I like have panic attacks in an elevator. So,
oh my God.
Listen, I went to this shrine in Japan and it was amazing. Actually, it had this giant Buddha inside. It was outside of Nara. If anybody is, oh, we have a listener that's actually going to Japan. So you got to go there. It's this just amazing shrine. But there is this massive Buddha, and then there's this pole that they say is Buddha's nose. I don't know why they say that, because it's not even on the Buddha, but there's a hole in it, and if you can fit your ass through the hole, they say you have you will be enlightened in your next life. Okay.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
My ass is not fitting in any holes.
Well, okay, so I squeezed my ass through the hole. I was like, I need enlightenment in my next life. So I did get through. Sean got a video. My husband tried every which way to Sunday to get through, because he wanted enlightenment also, but he did not get through.
Oh yeah. I feel like I have a bigger ass than Sean.
You have to have super, what it is, it's like you have to have super, super narrow shoulders. And I have really narrow upper body.
Chesty.
Yeah. So if you're broad, like a bitch, swimmer or broad, it's like not happening. The only other people are like the children that get through.
Yeah.
And I didn't,
not mine.
My
make hips big were broad through, kids too.
Yeah. No, your kids would.
You haven't seen them lately. They're so tall.
Yeah.
And
they're probably
big.
As tall as me. No, they're not getting through either.
Mm-hmm.
But I made it through, and my children did. So we're all enlightened, and Sean felt really
stupid.
Upset.
That's what it feels like to be unenlightened.
So
stupid.
We were at this other place with this tiny slide, and I was like, you know what they say, my kids, I was like to Colton, I was like, they also say if you can fit your ass in that slide and make it down, you are enlightened in your next life. And so Colton was like trying to get Sean to do it, because he was like, Dad, you have to be enlightened in your next life.
At least next time. I mean, this time's clearly shot.
Oh.
Let's buy him something that says enlightenment is overrated.
Or you could say,
you can use it against him for the rest of your life. Like, we're enlightened, you're not. So we win.
Totally. Get napkins made that say, like, if you wipe your face on this napkin, you're enlightened in your next life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
I like that thing that I saw that said, life's too short. Hakuna ma fuck it.
That is good. I do have the tea towel. All my friends got me tea towels. You did. Leela and Evie got
me
tea
towels.
I know. That's why. And Ailish.
That's why I thought it was so funny when you were like, yeah, they got me tea towels. I was like, oh God, hopefully.
I enjoy all of them are humorous. The one I currently have on display, you know, like how I have it like hanging over my oven.
Yes.
Is one that Ailish bought me. And it says, Stop trying to make everyone happy. You're not tequila.
Oh, I like that one.
It's good, right?
I like that one. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I have seen a lot of them lately and I'm like, maybe that's my next thing. I'm just going to have a bunch of those in my house and those are the ones I'm going to use. Because right now I have like a Halloween one. I just keep reusing the ones that I have for like Christmas, Easter.
I'd rather do ones that say fun things. Do that. Yeah. Get some funny things once. Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty, so that is a WAP for today. We'll be back on Thursday. So you guys, if you have not signed up for our Patreon or Apple subscription, hopefully Apple's got it back together because that one was not working for a second. But it's an easy subscribe button if you listen on Apple. But if you do not listen on Apple and you listen on Spotify or elsewhere, head to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime and you can get us every Thursday for a bonus crime once a month and a chit chat about current events every Thursday. And if you haven't watched us on YouTube, please do. We're selling toenails for consumption at this point.
We'll explain that on Patreon.
Inside joke. I think that's all, folks. Follow us on all of our you know, social media shit. And that's it. Clankety, clink, clink.
Clink, clink.